I too am glad to see as many of you as are here this morning, because usually when the pastor is not here, there's even less than usual, but it looks like a nice crowd, and I thank you. Many years ago, when I did this before, I gave a presentation titled My Spiritual Journey. So when I was thinking about today, I felt I should speak on a new spiritual journey that I'm embarking upon with all of you. We as a community of faith are on a new adventure to build our love for and to grow our faith in God while sustaining, supporting, and hopefully growing First Congregational Church of Salt Lake City. I just recently went to the NA meeting, and you know around here we just say FCC or First Congregational. Well, if you go to NA, you can't believe how many First Congregational churches there are in the Midwest and in New England. So they all go by First Congregational Church of Salt Lake City. As I said in June, this community of faith means a great deal to me. I've been attending since the early 60s with a couple of out-of-state side trips. My children were baptized and raised in this church. Now my grandchildren are attending and at this moment are at Camp Fellowship. They were a little disappointed not to be here to listen to me, but camp comes first. This journey we have embarked upon on together will require much love and faith. These two ingredients are necessary to support and nourish us along the way and to lead us to our future. Have you ever really thought about the definitions of these words that we use a lot? The dictionary says, love is a strong affection for someone or something arising out of kinship or personal ties. Faith is allegiance, fidelity, trust in, or firm belief in something or someone. These definitions definitely apply to this community of faith as far as I'm concerned. Love is a word that we use frequently. I love this little sign down here that says, love is the answer to all of the questions. We love pizza, music, gardens, grandchildren, other family members, friends, and vacations. I could go on and on, but what does love mean within First Congregational Church and in our Christian lives? The Bible says love is patient and kind, never jealous or envious. The Bible also says when other gifts and powers from God someday come to an end, love goes on forever. First Congregational Church is a congregation of people who display a talent for loving one another. Not to say that we don't sometimes disagree or have different opinions. Generally, we are kind and patient. We go out of our way to care for one another. Giving our love and support in times of difficulties and suffering, such as illnesses, loss of loved ones, after fires or other tragedies with loss of homes, family, and belongings. We give generously to outreach with money and time. During this spiritual journey, you are being asked to come up with your ideas, to plan solutions, and to give your support, as well as your time, talents, and treasures. All of this needs to come with your love for the people, building, and the entity known as First Congregational Church, Salt Lake City. Our faith is key in this journey. Faith is nothing more or less than actively trusting in God. The essence of faith is the act of placing what we cherish most in God's hands. So if this is true, what are we so concerned about during this journey? Do we have faith that God is leading us to a future that He has for us? I consider myself a woman of faith. I believe in God. I trust God, and I'm loyal to Him. I don't often think about my faith, but I try to lead a Christian life. But there are times I have questions and anger about what is happening in the world. These times that we are living in give us much to question in our faith. Even with all of our technology, or maybe because of it, we have much sorrow, homelessness, starvation, wars, shootings, children and adults abusing drugs. These things are so senseless and cause us to question our faith in a loving God. Has our lack of faith or true belief caused these events? Has our lack of truly loving all people caused them? I don't have the answer. I pray for individuals, for our leaders, for each of us to open to God's direction and love, but terrible things keep happening. What can we do? Arthur Rauner in The Congregational Way of Life says, Congregationalism belongs to all of the people. Congregationalism believes all of the people are ministers, which means we are equally responsible for living our faith, showing concern for the needs of the people, and the giving of ourselves in service to Him. I believe that God put us all on this earth with minds and bodies to be of service to Him. I think He wants us to work together alongside of Him to achieve the best we can in our personal, professional, spiritual, and religious lives. Our particular church allows us the freedom to think for ourselves in matter of polity, practice, and faith. Some people feel that this leaves them with nothing, no responsibility. However, I believe this leaves each of us with a greater responsibility to learn for ourselves and to establish for ourselves as individuals a faith and a covenant with our God, which is not dictated by dogma, but a faith that goes deep and lies quietly within us. It sustains us at all times and surfaces in time of need, providing strength and endurance. We need that faith on this spiritual journey, supporting and loving one another within and without First Congregational Church of Salt Lake City. I think our new spiritual journey is the path we are being led to follow. It is something that we as individuals and as a community of faith can do to renew our love and faith in God and our church. Our stated vision is as follows. First Congregational Church is a welcoming Christian community, anchored in faith, community service, and worship that encourages and values diversity of thought and belief, supports each individual's faith journey, and provides a spiritual home in which to find purpose and fellowship. This vision points us in the direction of opening ourselves to each other and to outsiders. It encourages us to love, support, and lead others in their spiritual journeys. So I'm asking each of you today to consider what we can each contribute within this church to show our love and support to continue our spiritual journey in this place. I know that we each have our own constraints on our time, talents, and treasures, as well as our physical limitations and our energy levels. But if we bring our heads and our hearts together, we can come up with the right mix of ideas that will take us forward on this journey. I believe our individual and collective love for each other and for this place, as well as our faith that God will lead us where we're supposed to go and will show us what we are supposed to do to ensure the continuation and success of First Congregational Church of Salt Lake City. Thank you.